Thank you. Conclusions and recommendations. We now turn to the conclusions and recommendations of the conference. Paragraph 23 welcomes the new White contracting parties to the protocol and welcomes the efforts of the UN Secretary General, the President, organizations, and the sponsorship program, as well as the ISU, to promote universality of the protocol amended to. Paragraph 24 contains the reference to the appeal on universalization, which is attached to the final document in Annex 1. Paragraph 25 contains the recommendations by the Conference on Universalization efforts by the President designate of next year's conference on behalf of the high contracting parties, as well as by the UN Secretary General. Paragraphs 26 and 27 concern our mandate on the operational status, which the conference has agreed to at the beginning of our afternoon session. Let me read on the operational status of the protocol on matters arising from the reports by high contracting parties according to Article 13 of amended Protocol 2, as well as on development of technologies to protect civilians against the indiscriminate effects of mines. The conference decided that A, the group of experts shall review the operational status of the protocol and consider matters arising from the national annual reports, as well as the development of technologies to protect civilians against indiscriminate effects of mines. B, the high contracting parties to the convention shall continue their contacts with the high contracting parties to the original Protocol 2 that have not yet become parties to the amended Protocol 2 in order to encourage them to accede to and thus to facilitate the termination of the original Protocol 2. Any action with respect to the termination of the original Protocol 2 should be taken with the consent of the high contracting parties to this protocol. C, the group of experts shall analyze the implementation by the high contracting parties of their obligation to submit national annual reports and shall study their content, focusing on the information submitted in Form G. Quotation, information to the UN database on mine clearance. I close the quote. The group shall also consider the guide to reporting on Form G in light of development and progress achieved in the field of mine action since the adoption of the protocol. May I take at this point that the paragraphs 23 to 29, as amended, which concerns universalization, the operational status of the protocol, and improvised explosive devices are to be adopted. Israel is asking for the floor. Now, allow me to offer